Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. This is DC Love. I'm one of your hosts this evening. I'm joined by Liz Pfister. How are you doing tonight, Liz?
I'm great, DC. I'm excited to be here.
We miss you whenever you're not here. We're excited too. We are awaiting Mary Hernandez. She may be having a little bit of a hard time getting in. As we know, it is Mercury retrograde, and it can cause some crazy things to happen. So in the meantime, Liz, do you have a ball for us first off? Did you bring a ball this evening?
I do. And I'm glad I did.
Okay.
Because I think, in light of here in the Northeast, we had some tragic events over the weekend. I actually happened to travel this weekend, and I was quite near them. And then the gentleman that was involved came from the area where I'm from. So that was even more scary.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
But very, very sad. And I, my heart goes out to everyone involved in that. But I brought the heart bowl because, again, with everything we've been going through the last 2 years, we could all use a little more love, I think. I don't think we can play this enough, really. Of course, it's our center for our love, our joy, and our inner peace. They usually associate the color green with it. So, if you're feeling a little down, feeling unloved, feeling like you need some more love, wear some green. Also pink because of rose quartz is associated with the heart. So pink and green, wear them, put more love in the world. Just wearing them and other people seeing you will open their heart chakra just a little bit too. So I think we all need to do our part to spread more love for sure and make everyone feel loved. So we'll take a deep breath in here together, and I'll give us a nice tone. So breathing in through our nose, nice and deep, and let it out through your mouth.
Wow, that was powerful, Liz.
Thank you. It is.
Absolutely.
That one is she's a singer,
beautiful.
That one.
Mary is on her way. She'll be here shortly with us.
Okay.
So maybe in the meantime, would you like to tell everyone about you?
Sure. I'm Liz Pfister. Self-proclaimed spiritual guru. I know a lot of things about metaphysical and spiritual things and teachings. I'm a Reiki healer, an intuitive, a meditation coach, a card reader, spiritual counselor, a card deck creator, an ordained minister, a radio show host, oh my goodness, a holistic center owner here in upstate New York. And every Tuesday, you can catch my live-streamed crystal singing bowl meditation where I play all seven of the bowls for an hour, and you can tune in and watch that live at 7 p.m. Eastern on my Facebook page. I'm actually going to refer people to my business page now, River Maven 77, because I'm going to be merging the two. And I'm there for an hour. If you can't make it when we're live, you can definitely catch. I have all the replays posted since March of 2020. Every week, so they're there. Use them anytime. They're free for everyone. Enjoy them. Find peace. I know Mary has played them for her mom in the nursing home, and it's helped her. She's had some luck with it. I've been playing for a friend that's going through some chemo treatments. She actually got news last week that she has, her spots are gone, so they're going to start her on immunotherapy. So it's a very powerful, powerful tool, and it's there available for everyone.
Oh, it is. It's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
I think Mary.
And
here.
With that being said, you know, you play that beautiful ball, you know, for the heart chakra. And, you know, we're just going to add a couple affirmations. My heart is open to giving and receiving love. I feel compassion for myself and others. I am a conduit for love and peace. I am full of gratitude for my ability to love. And my heart is full of unconditional love for all beings. And I just feel like, you know, I could feel the love, Liz, you know, with that beautiful ball resonating, that amazing energy. It was amazing.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And Mary has made it on with us.
Yay!
Okay, well, she can introduce.
Hi, lady.
Hey, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. It's been a crazy day, ladies. As you know, I'm moving next week, so it's been a bit hectic the past few weeks.
Oh,
so I'm sorry, I'm a bit tardy, but
you're fine. You're
never
right
late,
on time,
right? In spirit time, right?
You're right on time.
No time in spirit time.
We have
so
a bunch of people wanting.
Myself.
Here he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell everyone.
So. Yes, so I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath with the ability to communicate with spirit. I have a variety of oracle and tarot cards that I love to give messages from. I also communicate and get channeled messages from passed down loved ones as well. I also have my own website. I do one-on-one readings. I do parties as well. I'm doing that. I'm also doing a candle business, and it's going really, really well. And that's on my website. And my website is theangelwithin.com, and it's www.theangelwithin.com. And or you can email me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. I also have other readings that I do as well. So the numerology readings that I've mentioned in the past, but if there are any new callers here, numerology is the space between who you are now and who you're meant to be in this lifetime. So it's really good. It details your karma, what you're here to do. And it's a really great reading, and it's very, very, a lot of people have opted for that reading because it's nice to know why we're here, when we expect to live our karma and everything else, you know, like what good deeds are coming to us. So that's a little bit about myself. Did I miss like a bowl? What type of bowl do we have today?
I played the heart bowl today because I said, we need more love in the world, but also.
Liz, can you just give it another ding for Mary so she could feel love?
Yes. Can I feel the love, Liz?
Yeah. All right. You ready, Mary?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Beautiful. Thank you, Liz.
So, yes, and we have Ginger in the background. Ginger's dancing around, Liz. She's saying, love, love me do. You know I love you.
You know that's
so
my favorite.
She's just soaking up beautiful energy. I do have a little message. A little bit about me. This is DC. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, an empath, an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, a divine life coach, a spirit soul healer. There are a few other things, but my journey, you know, didn't start the way most people's journey started. For me, my journey started with cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, and then spirit sat on me to get my attention. So I had no other choice but to listen, and it propelled me where, you know, to where I am today, and I feel so blessed. I really do. I mean, it's just so amazing. And then some of the education as well that I received, I attended schools of higher learning, but for me, I did it while I was asleep. I traveled to heaven several times, and I gained the knowledge that I used to help myself, but then to help others. So I just feel so blessed, you know, to be able to connect with everyone and, you know, the beautiful ladies this evening and share the airwaves with them and help people. I do have, you know, I have a beautiful divine team with me. I, you know, Mother Mary and Jesus, they're my main guides. Joan Rivers is one of my guides. I have my dog Ginger, and my mom has joined the team as well. So sometimes, you know, the energy of all of, you know, this team can be a little bit, I'll just say, fascinating, to say the least. And I'm just, and like I said, I'm so blessed to be here. Now, tonight, I want to talk a little bit. I had a couple people asking me, you know, about angels. So as we know, angels are messengers of God. And, you know, they're 100% unconditional love. They vibrate at such a high frequency. Now, we have, you know, we have messengers, we have guides, and we have, you know, we have angels that have been with us, too, since the time, you know, before we were born, we came here, and, you know, they'll go back, you know, they still go with us after we return. But what I'd like to say is, you know, people are under the impression that, you know, an angel is just going to pop in. The angels are ready to help each and every one of us in every aspect of our life. It doesn't matter, you know, what the subject is. It could be money, it could be career, it could be love, any issue that you're having. And divine help is available to you 24/7, even on holidays. But the angels, you know, they wait for like a, you know, maybe a thought, a word, or maybe you verbally asking them to help. They can't assist us unless we're, you know, in really bad danger. Otherwise, they just sit and wait, you know, and they hope that you're going to ask for some help. Sometimes, believe it or not, angels even appear in human form. And, you know, sometimes they do that so that we can see them. But again, they're still angels. They're still pure love and light. They usually connect with us indirectly. There's so many ways they can do it. Sometimes we have like a little thought or a nudge. Sometimes there's, you know, so many other little things that they give us. So what the angels are saying, you know, once you ask us, you know, for help, you've got to stop worrying. You've got to have faith that we are helping you. And please don't tell, you know, the angels, like, how you're going to, you know, how you're asking them to help you. You've got to ask for help and just have faith. And since I've connected with angels, I started to channel them, and it's absolutely amazing. And here's one of the first messages that I received from Archangel Michael. Beloved ones, it is I, Archangel Michael, who is with you this evening. I am here to speak to you about angels and how we help you. Please know that help is always available. You always have the guidance that you are needing. All you have to do is ask. Please call upon us in your daily life. You do not fully understand how we can help you. We, the angels, are waiting around for you to ask for assistance. You must give the angels permission to intercede for you. Please tell us what your concerns are and ask us, you know, even if you don't feel safe, we're there to help you. Please give us permission to intercede on your behalf. Do not wait until you are in trouble and then call upon us. We can see what is in your future and what has happened in your past, and we can intercede before something happens. We work with you individually as well as in teams. Please know that you can rely upon your team of angels for divine guidance. Beloveds, please start today. Ask your angels for assistance and know that we are around you and we are ready, we are knowledgeable, and we're capable to help you. And then please accept the assistance that we offer. We are here to help whether you need comfort from pain, healing from illness, or help in making life choices. Please know that you are dearly loved. We, the angels, want to make your journey here one that is filled with love and light. Please call upon us whenever you need assistance. You can never call upon us too often. We welcome you with open arms, and we ask that you be open to seeing the signs we are sending you. We go to great lengths to connect. Sometimes you may pick up a scent of a rose or a loved one's perfume. When you smell a familiar scent, it is often a sign that one of your loved ones has crossed over. And when you smell that familiar perfume or cologne, you know that your loved one is near. Or you may find a feather on the ground or hear beautiful music and not know where it is coming from. We often connect during your dream state, and we bring you messages at that time as well. And you do remember them upon awakening. Also, look for synchronicities. We will respond to you through coincidences as well. An excellent way to connect with us is going out in nature. Out in nature, it helps to be, you know, more open to spirit, and the messages are amplified. Even if it is hard to get outdoors, as it is in the winter, it is important to connect with nature. We send you signs via the clouds, which may take on the shape of an angel or a cross. And another common sign that we send is coins. Do you often find coins upon your path? Are you paying attention to your guidance? This is a sign that we use to let you know that you are loved, you are supported, and you are guided. Do you look up in the sky and see beautiful sparks of light and flashes of color? This, too, is another sign. Have you seen a star that catches your eyes? Or maybe a light streaming down from above that commands your attention? A very common sign is a rainbow, a beautiful way of bringing you validation from the divine. Do you notice temperature changes? Do you feel the air around you suddenly becoming warmer or colder? You may also feel a little chilly or experience a tingling or a very slight touch upon your arm or your hand. These are signs that angels are close by. There are so many other signs. These are just a few. The key is to be aware and look for the signs the angels are sending. With a little practice, you can tune into their guidance and act upon the signs. I hope that this has brought you a little bit more understanding of angels and how they help you in your daily life. Beloveds, you are so loved. Eternal protection and blessings are yours now and forever. I love you, Archangel Michael. So that was
that's beautiful.
Thank you for today.
Thank you. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you. Well, I have people asking, you know, about angels and trying to, you know, make them understand, unless we're, like, really in trouble, you've got to call upon the angels.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep, because they need our permission.
Yes. They wait around, you know, they're waiting for a thought, you know, a word, something, so that they can come in and, you know, the angels, you know, I see so many angels around, and they're just waiting.
Yeah,
so
and there's so many
like,
signs, like you say. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, and if we ask now, you know, we can do a lot of things before they happen with the help of the angels.
Yeah. It's beautiful because you mentioned the Holy Cross. I got a Facebook reminder that last year on this day, on May 17th, there was a Holy Cross that I posted on, you know, on the sky, you know, there was a cross. And then I saw it again on the same day a year after.
Oh.
So it was just so beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
Like synchronistic event.
That's
you
amazing.
Know, that on the same day a year later. And it's also the day of my grandson's birthday. So he just turned 14 also. So, yeah. So it's beautiful all around.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I saw a cross in the sky. Well, as I was walking the dog today. And then I also saw a big blur of energy, and it was just like all of these colors. So I'm not sure, you know, what was going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're there to get our attention. And the two of us, Mary, you and I as well, we do love to look at the sky continually.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I walk and look up in the sky. That's all I do.
Well, I do that with the dog as well. People think she's her nose up in the air. She's stuck up.
Yeah,
no, I
like,
the
what
sky.
Is she doing? They look at me like, and then look at the sky. I'm like, oh, you'd be surprised what you see when you open your eyes.
so much beauty out
oh,
there.
Oh, definitely. It's just amazing and beautiful.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm a night gazer myself, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the stars, too.
Yeah.
Oh, the stars. You know what? And that's amazing, too, because I was out the other night, and I saw all these little things. They look like stars. But they were moving, mm-hmm. like, from the back of my house to the front of my house, and it was, like, 9 or 10 of them at once in a cluster.
Wow.
So I don't know exactly what I saw. I don't know.
Wow, that's beautiful.
It's fairy season.
Well, you know what? I remember the last time I saw them was when John Lennon had passed away, and I got a message from him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's something in regard to him. I'm not sure, you know?
Well, you know, Ginger was singing the Beatles earlier.
Yeah. See, I didn't even think about that, Liz. Oh, my gosh, you're too funny. It was funny. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Did anyone watch the eclipse the other night?
Oh, I couldn't hear you, Liz.
Oh, I said, did anybody watch the eclipse on Sunday night?
I saw it sort of, but I'm on a mountain here, and with the trees and everything, I was trying to get pictures, and every time I went to get a picture, you would see it, and all of a sudden, like, the trees would get in the way, so.
Yeah.
It felt like, you know, like, the moon was, like, was it down closer to, like, closer to Earth because it was massive and it was lower?
Yes. It was a super moon, so it was closer than normal.
I couldn't take the picture when it was massive because I was driving, but when I stopped and I got home, I looked out my patio and I took that picture that I posted that it looks like the moon is orange, yellowish orange, and then it has
orange.
Like a holy cross within it.
And for me, I was laughing to my husband. Go ahead, Liz.
Well, I was going to say, I have where my porch is, I'm in a no light zone because I'm in the back of all the houses in town and away from the street lights, so it's completely dark, and I'm on the second floor, so there's absolutely no light pollution. I have the best view of the night sky.
That's one of my favorite things
about where I am. So.
My gosh. That's absolutely beautiful. I was telling my husband, I said it's like a massive nightlight. It was so bright, you know?
Yeah.
It was so
It was. But after the eclipse was over, it's so foggy and cloudy, you didn't see the moon at all again.
Yeah, oh my gosh. It's absolutely, absolutely beautiful. Oh my goodness.
Yep. Oh, and that gave us some new energy as well. So a lot of things going on this week with everyone.
And the thing is, we've got to, you know, make sure you slow down during this time because, you know, it's a crazy time with Mercury in retrograde. There's a lot of miscommunication and, you know, different things like that. So we've really got to, you know, we've got to think before we even, especially like if you send someone a message, you know, via the phone or something, or the computer, when they read it, it might come out, like, different than what we wanted it to sound like, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So just be careful through June 3rd with, you know, with texting, because there's going to be a lot of miscommunication, you know?
Okay. Yeah,
and I had written before, it feels like a Star Wars episode, you know? Right? So, like,
always, problems with electronics and things, too. So, you know, all my problems started last Monday. It started the day before Mercury retrograde. You usually have, like, you know, a day into it before that stuff starts. No, mine started the day before this time. So every day I'm like, okay, here we go.
My computer just went down. I'm trying to reboot it up, you know. I just got it up now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, but don't make any major purchase. You know, if you guys, you know, are thinking of buying a new car or doing something, you know, this really, if you can hold off till after June 3rd, it's better off that you do that, because I had a friend that bought a car during Mercury retrograde, and sure enough, she had to bring it back afterwards. It was a lemon.
Oh, wow.
You know? Yeah, I mean, it's just really crazy, but all the, like, you know, all the REs, you know, rest.
Yep.
Rehearse, reconcile, you know, focus on yourself. This is a great time just to focus on us, you know?
Yep.
And
yep.
It's a good time to really endeavors. If you started something maybe and you didn't get a chance to finish it, go back and, you know, connect, go within and finish that project.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not going to be all bad, but it really makes us, you know, like, really go within and think about things, you know. And as I said, I just rebooted the computer. And, of course, you know, reboot is R-E, you know.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, it'll be a lot kinder to us now. We had enough already.
Yeah.
So please help us all.
Yeah.
With this Mercury retrograde. Yeah, tame it down. Lock it in a closet. Do something.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. This is a wild one, that's for sure. Mary, did you pull a card for the
call?
Yes. Tonight?
I did. The Angels and Ancestors deck, and White Witch came out, and it says, be the light. So I'm going to read just a few things that I feel like we need to hear, is take the higher road and choose the light. Remove yourself from lower energy experiences. And with this card, you're being reminded of the goodness within, like within yourself. No matter what is happening to you or around you, you have a choice. Choose not to be pulled into drama, bickering, or energies that are just going to limit your joy. If you are surrounded by people who are hostile towards you or someone else, you are in a negative situation. Perhaps in your workplace, you are being invited to be the light. So show your true colors, like, you know, show your light. You're an incredible person who can really be a bright light. You know the answers. Know also that you are being encouraged to shine the light you were born to share. So those are like a few of the things that I always highlight on cards that I like to read. So I'll post it on Sacred Embers. That way everybody has it.
Yeah,
and there's an owl on it too, and that's significant as well. And Metatron's cube is on it too.
Wow! And what is the name of the card?
A White Witch.
Okay.
White Witch.
Okay.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
Self-healing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you said about the owl. The owl represents change and transformation. You know,
mm-hmm.
and the wisdom that we have within, and, you know, the supernatural powers to think independently. So that, you know, the owl is significant. It really is amazing.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
That's beautiful, Mary.
Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Well, ladies, what do you think about taking some callers? I see a...
Definitely.
I see a lot of numbers that I haven't seen before. So, are we ready?
Yes, we're ready. Right. Thanks, Liz, for manning the switchboard, because, you know, I can't get in. It doesn't allow me.
Yep. Oh, you're welcome.
Goodness.
So, Erica, 612, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name?
Well, you know, Mary, I think you've been working a little too hard, and it wants you to take a rest.
Yes, that's what it is.
That's what I'm feeling. It's just like, relax, you know, chill out, chillax. And you're saying, chillax, Mary, it's okay, you're here.
Yeah.
That alone is amazing. We're thrilled.
Thank you.
The three, the three of you are together, that is such an amazing thing, you know. And I really do feel it's amazing with Mercury retrograde and everything.
Yeah, yep.
Sure is.
Joan has sent everybody a bungee, so she's tying us together. You guys aren't going anywhere, she's saying. Not until the show's over.
Okay.
All right. Area code 612, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Oh, hello. How are you?
Area code 612.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, can we have your first name?
Constance.
Hi,
Hi Constance.
Constance. Hi,
Constance. How are you, ladies? What a wonderful messages, and I sure needed them today in a big way. So I really want to thank you for all the encouragement, because it's a really bad retrograde with a lot of planetary activity that's so unusual.
Absolutely.
I'm a 2-year COVID survivor, times two.
Yes. Yes, God bless you.
Yeah.
And I'm having, like, I just got a phone call. I just had an invasive procedure today, and I have them every week. I'm a medical transport. I've been bedridden for 2 years in a wheelchair, and I used to be a ballerina. So that alone is like nervous breakdown material. But I've dealt with that okay. But now I'm being challenged, and I was supposed to, you know, have a procedure on Monday, and all of a sudden they got canceled when I got home. And there's like a whole hospital system that I was born into that wants to just delete me. And it's just the meanest, cruelest bureaucracy that I can't even describe. My mother worked there for 45 years in intensive care. I worked there. My sister worked there. We were all born there. And they don't want to help me. And I'm supposed to have surgery. Another big thing, another big hospital here. But I'm really afraid, because I am an empath, and I just feel like it's not a good place for me. But then I'm being stopped in my tracks to go where the hospital that I've always had all my surgeries at. And it's hurtful. It's painful on so many levels. And I am at my wit's end. Now, today, I did reach that. I don't normally get, like, I pray, I meditate, I do a lot of things to calm me down. But today was particularly hard. And I know the planets are just raving havoc. And here we had, you know, the blood moon. There's just a lot. And I just don't know why it's so mean this time. I feel like people are coming at me with a big bat. I mean, the phone call that I wasn't expecting, I thought it was from someone else from home health care, and it was from this woman saying, oh, well, we're not going to help you with your procedure on Monday. It's canceled now. You know, and I just received that call not even an hour ago. And they go, well, then a manager will call you. I said, for what reason? You know, I mean, all they're going to do is reiterate what everyone else was reiterating. And is my research sound on this situation? Because I've gone to, I used the statutes of this state for people with disabilities, and I fall under three of them. And I feel like what they're doing to me is criminal. I don't know what else to say. My question is,
am I doing the right thing? Or is it just, am I going to get help? Am I going to walk again? You know, this has been 2 years. You know, it's horrible. I mean, I never envisioned myself as this handicapped person. And so challenged. And just like hold down to my faith, hope, and love, and my belief in my spirituality and my angels and everything else and what I hold sacrosanct to me. But I am really in a challenged place today, and maybe you can shed some light on that.
Okay.
I would really appreciate it. Because I feel like, OMG, I just couldn't even believe the phone call. That was the straw that broke the camel's back today. You know, I've waited for relief, you know, because ballerinas typically have both their hips replaced, which I have had done. It's been a while. But I've also had, at the same time, when they say that I was banned from this hospital system, my mother was passing away in 2018. I honestly, goodness, don't remember anything other than I was focused on having my hip replaced, my femur fractured, and then she died a month later. And then my sister stole the estate. It's been ugly, but it was like, okay, whatever. You know, go on, move on. I didn't care about the money.
This is DC. What I'm getting is, I see your divine team coming in, and the first thing I'm getting is, you know, you are an amazing, beautiful woman. And you've got to sort of separate, you know, Constance, the body, from the illness that is within the body, okay?
Okay.
You are not that disease, Constance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just allow your divine team to come in and to help, you know, to help you to sort of, almost, I see like things like inside the body, like just moving around. Vital, beautiful energy is moving around. And, you know, and I see, you know, that healing, you know, can begin, okay? And I'm here and I'm, you know, with Mary and I'm with Liz, and we're just, you know, We're saying to you that, you know, the sickness that you have, it's got to go, okay? Because we know that, you know, your divine team, you know, Jesus, the whole Mother Mary, your whole divine team, they're there with you. And, you know, the divine could go beyond, you know, the physical issues that, you know, your physical vessel is having, okay?
Yes.
So I am praying for you right now, and I'm asking, you know, that you, you know, be restored to perfect health, because you truly deserve it, Constance. You truly deserve it. And you've got to start, like you said, see yourself away from the illness, okay? And, you know, when spirit comes in, you know, anything is possible, okay?
Yes, miracles do happen.
Yes, and I'm asking the ladies to join me now, and we're in agreement, yes, that you are going to get, you know, you are going to get the healing that you need. I'm getting right now, you've got to have a little bit more patience. You've got to trust in the divine right time, okay? And
yeah,
just, you know, trust in God and allow, you know, allow a healing to take place. You know, tell a new story about Constance, one of, you know, perfect health and happiness. And you know, sending us tickets to see you in a ballet again, okay? So I see the angels gathering around you, and they're saying to you, you know, just really feel it. Feel the health, you know, as if it's already here, okay? And stay optimistic, because I do feel, you know, with your beautiful divine team, anything is possible, okay? I feel anything is possible. And I feel like, you know, we talked earlier at the beginning of the show about the angel sending signs, Constance. I do feel like they have been sending you some signs, and I understand with, you know, what's going on that you may not have even noticed, okay?
So yes, because the pain is so bad.
Yeah, just ask the angels. Say, okay, angels, I'm going to be open to the signs. Give me a little bit more clarity, please. And allow their love and communication to come in, Constance, okay? I'm getting, you know, like healing can't take, it can't take place. Okay, it may be a little differently than you expected, but it can happen, okay? And I'm getting just, you know, have faith. Please have faith, you know, because we, you know, read stories about miracles, you know, to feel that energy, okay, Constance? Mm-hmm. And just allow God to, you know, to in his infinite wisdom to help you. And he's asking you to have faith, okay? I am getting, you know, you've got to watch with all the stress that you have, and I understand the stress, it's not helping you because it's just negatively, you know, affecting your physical body, the worry and the stress, okay? So please try to, you know, try to change your mindset a little bit. As Liz stated earlier, her beautiful singing bowls, they're very helpful, and they also help with healing. You know?
Yes.
So maybe listen to the balls, okay? And love your body. Self-love is so important. And tell your body, you may not be functioning at 100% right now, but I love you. I truly love you, okay? So
I can't feel my feet. I can't walk.
Okay, well, we're going to ask, you know, like I said, you know, Jesus, your divine team to come in and to help you, okay? And I do feel, you know, I feel like so many beautiful beings are with you. I feel like you have a connection to Mother Earth. You have connections, you know, to the beautiful. When you were feeling better, Constance, were you, like, out in nature quite a bit? Because I feel like all, like, the little nature angels and things, they're all around
yes.
you as well. Okay?
Yes, because
so,
we used to go north to the woods, you know, northern
okay,
Minnesota.
Well, you know what? Do a little meditation and see yourself walking through the woods, dancing through the woods, okay? And I'm seeing a beautiful waterfall, and water is very healing. You know, it purifies, okay? So I do see, you know, that you can get better, and you have the ability, Constance, you know, with the help of the divine. I'm not saying don't, you know, please keep up with your doctors, of course. You know, keep up
but
with the doctors.
They've canceled me.
Well, you may be guided to see someone else. But the thing yeah. is, in the meantime, you've got to watch, I'm getting the emotions, Constance. I understand what you're going through, but mm-hmm. all it's going to do is make you, you know, it's going to weigh you down and have negative effects on your, you know, your body, okay? Allow
yeah.
that
yeah,
beautiful energy to come in and to help you, Constance.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so that's what I was getting, you know. So please, like I said, whatever, you know, care that you can get, and so I'm not saying, you know, to stop it, but I am saying that I feel like divine intervention can take place. Ask for divine help, okay? And allow
okay.
God to send his angels, and I'm going to continue to pray for you, Constance, okay, if you'll allow me.
Oh, absolutely. I would really love that.
And I'm just asking, you know, for health and happiness and, you know, the peace that you truly deserve, Constance. Okay?
Yes.
So
it's been a long road.
It has. And the angels want you to stop, you know, stop looking backwards and look, envision yourself looking forward. And I see you, Constance, like I said, you're walking through nature. You're getting ready for a show to do your beautiful dancing. Let go and let God bring the solutions your way, okay? And I do see, you know, I saw you being out, like, outside and everything, and the angel that would connect with you outside would be Archangel Ariel, okay?
I know that one.
Yes. So, and she's known, you know, for manifesting things that we're needing. So I just feel, you know, like you have a lot of beautiful energy around you. You have so much, you know, divine energy around you. And I've read about a lot of miracles, and I think I was even, you know, asked to help others and, you know, help them to receive their miracles, as, you know, the ladies as well. So please have faith, Constance, in what you're not seeing presently, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so I do feel, like I said, I feel a change is coming, and I feel maybe you'll start to feel a change like in summer, okay? So please,
yeah,
you know,
summer's around the corner.
Summer's around the corner, yes, so please continue to ask the divine for their help, okay? And I have to ask you, to please, you know, forgive yourself and forgive anyone else, no matter what they've done, you know, your journey, because when we hold on to stuff, you know, what we're doing is we're holding on to negativity, and it doesn't hurt the other person, it only hurts us, okay?
Yeah, I do realize that.
Yes, and there's something from your childhood, Constance, that I feel like you're holding on to.
It's my sister.
Okay.
When you're offering, you can say, just like you talking
just in the room by yourself, I forgive you. And that means that you're letting go and you're letting God, who has the perfect solution, okay, to take place.
Yes.
But you just, you know, I'm sorry. And you'll feel lighter, you know. And just, keep,
yeah.
you know, whatever, if you feel an emotion, keep saying, I release, I release, I release, okay. So we're,
okay.
like I said, we're you know, here to help, you know, add to whatever care that you're given. And like Liz with her beautiful health, they really, you know, they really do help people to get well. And, you know, I feel that prayer and, you know, connecting with the angels and all of the divine. I mean, I've seen miracles and I know that they happen. And again, I'm seeing flowers all around you and butterflies. And you're in this beautiful ballet outfit, Constance. So
yeah, I had many of them over 41 years. That's the start of very young.
God bless you, honey. Please hold on to hope. Like I said, continue with your, you know, whatever health care that you're supposed to have. But we're here to help you as well. This is like, you know, another way to help you to get better, okay?
Thank you so much.
And we do. We send
you
light.
Ladies,
we send
are amazing.
And just, you know, I feel like you have like a healing ability yourself. Put your hands on your body and just, you know, say be healed, you know, in whatever you believe, whether it's Jesus, and allow that healing to take place, okay? And just breathe.
Okay.
Breathe in the light. Breathe in the love. And allow it to go in and permeate all of your cells, Constance. Okay?
Yeah. Yes.
God bless you, honey. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. And like I said, I'm sending you love and light and prayers and, you know, healing your way. And I'm going to continue to pray for you, honey.
Thank you so much for your love and kindness.
You're welcome.
It's grace. It's just grace beyond measure.
Wow.
God bless you.
DC, that was amazing. Constance, this is Mary. So I have to say a little part. You'll have to revisit this show so that you can really listen to what DC has said in this, because it's really key, because she helped me release, I mean, with, of course, my help, right? Because people could tell you to do things or advise you that this is what you need, but until you're ready to let go and release what is hurting your body, right? Because we, all these hurts that we get or what we're going through emotion, like physically, has to do with some emotion in our past life or you know, our childhood traumas or holding on to, you know, not forgiving someone is or not releasing that causes these triggers, right? So upon releasing, doing releasing, but I mean releasing like 3-4 times a day, praying the rosary, I mean, and believing, and every time DC or a couple of my other friends would check in every day, I would say, I'm healed, you know, because you have to say you're healed. You can't continue saying I'm handicapped or I'm not feeling well, because that's how you're going to stay. It's all a state of mind, and, you know, like DC and Catherine just embedded that in me. It's just like, just think that you're healed. And it worked. I mean, it took me 6 weeks to recover. But, you know, it's been an amazing journey because I released so much that I needed releasing. You know, it was just, I thought I had released, but I hadn't. And I feel amazing, I have to say, you know, and it really, really helps to say every morning, I love you, body, and just hug it, because it doesn't know that you love it and appreciate it. You know, as much as you're going through with it, just say, I love you. I love you just the way you are. Like, you know, and you'd be amazed, like, how much that really helps in recovery, because I would like, be in bed crying. Why me? Like, why am I going through this, right? Feeling sorry for myself. But then I said, okay, I'm not going to lay here and just wait to be healed and cry all the time. So I did the work. You know, it's a lot of work. But it takes a lot of praying, a lot of releasing, and medical care, obviously, to the right team, right? And I feel like you're going to recover, but it's all also mental, right? We have to think. Whatever we speak is whatever is, it's what we're manifesting, right? So if you're saying I'm handicapped, yeah, that's how you're going to see yourself, and that's how you're going to stay. So I am healed. I see myself like being a ballerina again and sending us tickets to your show, you know, like DC said, because that's what I feel. Like, I got the recovery card for you, and Archangel Michael is behind you, and he's just waiting for you to call upon him and just say, I'm ready. I'm ready to heal. And say, I am healed, and just keep praying. I feel like prayer is so powerful when you're going through something like that. Like, I would pray the rosary, like, a lot.
Oh, I have a rosary, yeah, from my aunt, auntie that went through the Holocaust, and it's wooden, and it's ancient. It's over 100 years old, I think. You know,
yeah,
it was
so
given,
I feel like,
to me.
Yeah, what I feel with that door closing is because when, like the saying goes, right, when one door closes, another one opens, that's much better. Maybe you weren't going to get the right care from that team. Maybe you need another team that's going to come in. And also calling your team in spirit, your ancestors, your Archangel Raphael, all Mother Mary, Jesus, God, you know, and just call them all in. But believe that you are healed, because it's, you know, speak a different story, like DC said, upon yourself. Like, I'm healed. I'm walking again. And visualize yourself walking and dancing again. And I tell you, it really works. I mean, DC really helped me. But, you know, again, it has to do with, you have to be ready to be helped and accept,
yes,
that you have these issues too, you know, and accept the help and accept that you have to do this work every day, multiple times. Like, multiple times I was releasing, multiple times I was praying, multiple times I was healing myself, calling in the archangels, you know, to help me because I was in extreme pain. So, you know, and I could feel you, you know, I could feel your pain. I was really saddened by, you know, what you're going through, but I feel that recovery is really coming. That car really card really popped out to you, for you, and it says, this is a period of recovery and healing for you. It says, send words of gratitude to heaven and begin planning for the next exciting phase of your life. And I feel that that is exactly what we, DC and I just said, and I'm sure Liz is going to say too, just start planning, visualizing that next phase of your life, of you dancing again, you walking in nature and connecting. And I'm so chilled from head to toe because this is exactly what they need you to hear. You know, and just saying, I release fear, anxiety, which really helped me in my releasing. I release fear, anxiety in my physical vessel. I release the pattern that's creating this condition, you know, that you have. Saying those over and over is, and saying, I love you, body, you know, you're healed. And that really helped. And then the other card that flew out for you was, it's up to you. So, like, you know, like I said, and we all say, it's up to you to believe that you are healed and it will happen. So it says the end result of the situation you asked about is entirely in your hands. You can affect the outcome by taking a proactive approach to solving any challenges. So, you know, it's just standing in your power and have confidence that you are going to heal, you know, and it's going to be a happy ending. I really feel it, Constance, that you're going to call us in a few months and say, thank you. Thank you, ladies. You know, it's really worked, this releasing. Just listen to the show, even if you have to listen to it a couple of times. You know, it's on Sacred Embers. You could always, you know, replay it as many times as you want. But, you know, I really feel like definitely recovery is coming. So keep, stay positive. I know it's difficult because, you know, I didn't go through what you went through, but it's, you just have to stay positive. It's, I know it's difficult.
And Mary, when you were telling her about, you know, sorrow, I heard Archangel Michael say really loudly, sorrow must go now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have to let go of, we've got to let go of the sorrow and, you know, all the grief that you've gone through constantly.
Yes.
And just say, you know what, I'm letting it go. It's gone, and I am going to be filled with love and joy. And let all that heaviness within go. Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And allow the angels, allow Jesus, Mother Mary, to come in and help you, because you don't have to hold it on to it. It starts with your beliefs, you know, as we said, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just allow it. And as Mary said, you know, we're praying and we're asking, you know, Archangel Raphael and all the angels to really to find the team that's going to help you, okay?
Yes.
So, but you've got to, you know, daily just, you know, just put your hands on yourself and give yourself healing and love. And I'm getting, you know, watch a funny movie, Constance. Laughter is one of the best, medicines. So I don't know if you watch any comedy movies.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of them.
Yes, it does.
I've gone through so many, and they're funny.
Yep.
Yes,
yep.
Hospitals, they put it on when
Prime
people really ill. Yeah, and meditations, like Liz has the singing bowl meditations, whatever, you know, you resonate with. I mean, the bowl today, like you could feel it. The love was there. But you've got to connect with, you know, joy. You've got to have that joy in your life, you know?
Yeah.
So we can't wait, you know, we can't wait until we're better to really start, you know, enjoying things. And Archangel Raphael is our healing angel, and he's going to come in as well if you allow him to come in and to help you to have like a sense of you know, health and well-being that you truly need right now. And as Mary said, like, all of that was absolutely amazing. And even if you get up in the morning and you say a couple things that you're grateful for each day, Constance.
Yeah.
And we're grateful that you called in. And like I said, we're grateful to have you with us. You're needed. You're so needed.
Well, that's what I wonder, why God was keeping me here after 2 years. You know,
you're not going. You're not going anywhere.
Time to go anywhere. And so I keep asking God, you know, like, okay, what is it? No. You know, what is it? Help me walk. help me feel my feet, you know, help me return, you know, to what I, it doesn't matter if I'm not on the world stage anymore, which I used to be. It is,
well, you know what?
I don't care if I have a walker. I just want to, you know, be the best that I can at this point in my life.
You're here for a reason. You're doing a great job. You've got to just stay in faith, okay?
Yeah.
And you've got to watch, like, when you get down and, you know, it happens to everybody, you know, watch your emotions, okay?
Yeah.
Try to think of something
Absolutely.
Happy. Try to think of something joyful, because our emotions, you know, they can bring about, the three of us felt the heaviness in your heart. And we have, you know, we do have a divine team that, you know, that is there to help us. The angels are with you, and they can boost, you know, they could boost your spirit and make you feel better as well, okay? So just please, you know, hang in there, and I feel the love, like, that's all around you. I'm going to turn you back over to Mary and Liz, honey, and thank you for calling in, and we're here for you, honey.
Lots of love to you.
Constant, I'll send it over to Liz, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Hi, Constance, it's Liz. I'm glad to hear your voice. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, I know. I just spoke to you a long time ago.
Yes. Well, I pulled two beautiful cards. I almost want to cry at the second one because I had it. It led me to the book. There was something important to read in there, and I'll give the message to you. The first card I pulled is Divine Love. This is from the Divine Abundance deck by Tasha Silver. And it's a beautiful person with their arms stretched out wide, and there's these wings coming out from the bottoms of their arms. And it says, when you offer everything to the divine with attachment, you begin a love affair with spirit. So I thought one of the very, very poignant things that you said when you were telling us about your story was that your intuition told you this wasn't the right place for you to be, and then they canceled your surgery. So you already knew that this wasn't where you should be having it done. And I, you know, the fact that spirit followed through and is not making it happen, there's a reason. You know it doesn't feel right. And it's not happening for a reason. Now, I don't know what the reason is, but it was meant to be that way. There's a very good reason for it. So, and that's, you know, what the card says is just believing, you know, like the lady said, calling in those angels, praying, talking to the divine, making that connection. That's what's going to heal you and get you through the rest of this. The second card is from, I just got this brand new deck. It's beautiful. It's called The Rose Oracle, and it's by Rebecca Campbell. And the card I pulled for you is the Rose Thread. And it says, inner call, soul-led, the mystic, living courageously. I'm going to read you from the book. It says, following the rose thread means being dedicated to walking the way of the rose, to being in service to humanity and dedicated to writing a new story. It requires courage and faith and the willingness to pave a new path. The rose has been a symbol of the mysteries for thousands of years. The rose thread is the invisible path that the mystic follows. It takes courage to trust it, for the path is different for every single person. This is why it requires courage to trust the inner call, and those who do so find great reward. This card is a sign that you're being called to follow the initiatory path led by the thread deep within. You may find that you're in a place of great change and are being called to have faith and gather up the courage to take the next step. This card is a sign of encouragement to keep taking the next step. It's acknowledging the courage it takes to live a soul-led life and honoring you for always taking the leap. And it says, the rose transmission is, even when things feel unclear, especially when they do, I trust that I'm always led from within. There is you following your intuition, listening to your inner voice, listening to your higher power. Mm-hmm. And just that, what a beautiful confirmation to just you knowing and knowing your intuition is right. It is serving you. It is doing its job. It's not leading you astray. So you can trust that. And to follow, to definitely, you know, be in with your higher power and your angels, calling them in always, always, every day. Just like Mary in D.C. said, every moment that you start to be in pain or you start to get upset about your condition, pray. Call them in. Call them in and say, you know, help me, guide me, give me comfort, whatever it is you're needing, because that's going to be better. And just
My second rosary, which is my own, is crushed rose petals.
Oh.
And I went all the way to the Vatican because I worked abroad with my mother some time ago. And just today I heard from my cousin in Germany. But I prayed that rosary in that giant place that you see on TV sometimes. I sat on, you know, on my knees, and I prayed my rosary, and I had it blessed. And but it's crushed rose petals, and you know that the rose is the divine of the Blessed Virgin.
But and like I have chills head to toe. Like I when I read those last two lines about you know, big change, and that, you know, following your intuition and knowing that you're on the right path. That's what almost brought tears to my eyes was that what a wild confirmation for you was in there in those two sentences. And it's crazy because I was just telling someone this morning, I recently have hung my rosary over my bed that I got for my confirmation. And I was telling someone today that I said, oh, my rosary beads were actually blessed at the Vatican as well by Pope John Paul before they were given to us. They're not quite as old as yours. They're only about 20 years old, but how amazing that we each have something that's been to the same place in the world.
Well, and it was like the most, my mother actually, we had a private tour at the Vatican, just my mother and I, with the nuns. And we went to places where no one could go. And my mother actually passed out. And the nuns had to revive her with water. And I thought to myself, well, this is too much for her spiritually to take. But with me, I could recognize that. And she did, you know, of course, was recovered with the nun's help. And then she watched me say my rosary in that giant place where it is like, you know, you could become overcome with that amount of spiritual energy. That's in that divine place. It is absolutely amazing what I saw and what I experienced there. But I was working, and we were in Rome, and then we went to southern Italy to work the Festival of White Nights, where I was dancing. And then we went to Germany to see my relatives. So, you know, my mother's gone now, but I don't think she's very far away. I just believe that they're all very, very close. I feel their energies. No. I've seen her. I've seen my mom in the doorway of my bedroom. I mean, literally.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yep.
I pray all the time. I have my rosaries always with me because my housemate calls them my protection, which they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just wanted to tell, you know, keep visualizing yourself healthy, like the lady said, dancing, walking, because I too, you know, as every time I've told you, I've seen you walking again. And I know it's difficult because it's always difficult when we go from what we know to something completely, and you've been there for a long time. But the other thing I just saw was have your housemate pick you up some roses once in a while to cheer you up. You know, it doesn't have to be a whole dozen, but even one, you know, just to bring a little of that into your room and brighten your day. That might help you. That might help you a little bit too, I feel like. So,
we're about to do the garden in the front of the house. And we do that every year. We're about to, you know, plant our flowers. It's not quite ready because they could freeze. So we do it after Memorial Day. But, you know, we talked about this today. And there are already tulips coming up here. But, he's the cantor for the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. And so we pray for his family that is missing in the Ukraine.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
You know, there's just a lot of stuff going on around us that it's like whirling, like the whirling dervish, you know? It's him and it's me, and we try to just be calm and pray and things like that, you know, and then it works out the way it's supposed to. I always will believe that. I won't believe that God would take me anywhere that I wasn't supposed to go.
That's the truth, you know. We're always landing exactly where we're meant to be. So there is a reason, and sometimes we don't understand it, but we're definitely every place that we get to for a reason. So, Constance, it was wonderful.
I want to thank all of you beautiful ladies for your insight and for just making my heart feel better because it was pretty sad. But then I heard, you know, DC and Mary and Liz, and you've all, you know, chimed in the beginning, and it was so beautiful to listen to the bowls too. You know, I thought,
it's Mary. Sorry, I just want to let you know, Constance, I'm going to send you a link of this show, so you can re-listen to what we said on your messenger, okay?
Okay, thank you, dear.
You're so
and may,
welcome.
May you all be blessed always.
Thank you.
And
same
with,
to you.
With grace, okay?
Yes.
And with
same
God's
you,
grace
you.
And love and his loving hands.
You too,
thank
Constance.
Thank you for your kindness and grace.
Well, you're welcome.
God bless you.
Have a great evening. You too, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, it was nice to hear from her. We haven't talked to her in a long time.
Yes. Definitely.
Long road for her.
It has been a while.
That's a good heart.
I don't have the chills all over because I just felt so many angels right now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
She's definitely, I'll tell you, I was reading that, the card, and I looked at it and I thought, oh, this is beautiful, the rose card, and I was ready to read it to her, and it said, read the book. Like, I kept getting, read, and I'm like, come on. I don't usually rely on the book, so. When I read that line, and I almost had tears in my eyes. I thought, oh my gosh, this is exactly what she means.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Should we get another caller?
Yeah. But I have chills all over from I could feel like her divine team.
10, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Yeah, it's Shana.
Hi, Sheena. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. one of my questions is, I want to know, like, how's, what is my relationship? Like, what's going to happen in my relationship?
Okay.
Like, am I going to, I don't know, I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay. Okay, Sheena, this is DC, hon. It's nice to meet you. Okay, the first thing that I have to ask you, what is it that you're fearing? Because I'm hearing from the angels you're focusing on your fear.
I don't know. It's like, you know, a lot of things have been happening that, you know, I really haven't planned to happen in a certain way, like other stuff, but, you know, and it's just been like a little bit of a difficult time right now for me in different areas of my life. And I'm just, it's like, I'm just wondering, like, what's going to happen in my relationship, because I'm not, like, looking for anything. At the same time, I'm not waiting for anyone, but it's like I've been separated from my significant other for a while now, and she's different now, and I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen with that. It's not like I'm waiting on
I feel like when you said he's different, I feel like it cooled off a little bit, you know? And there's sort of like a disconnect from him.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's like a little bit of a disconnect in the relationship.
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, relationships at times do go through, you know, like the, you know, sort of like an ebb and flow kind of thing, you know. And the thing would be that the two of you would have to decide, you know, whether you are willing to put the, you know, the work into this relationship.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is that he filed for a divorce. And I'm like, okay, well, due to divorce, I'm not filing anything, just due to divorce. I don't, you know, whatever. And he just wouldn't go all the way through with it. He says he wants to finish doing the divorce, but he doesn't do it. So it's like, he kind of like tied me up in a lot of areas in my life. It's difficult to explain. I don't want to talk your off about it. But it's like,
right.
He just kind of caused my life to be like at a standstill, and it's just
there's also like, you know, I'm getting like one of you maybe, like, there's like different beliefs, you know, between the two of you. You guys don't see like eye to eye, and
mm-hmm.
you really haven't found like the common ground where you can compromise about your differences.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm getting it. You've got to decide, you know, what it is that you want, you know, and you've got to, you know, have you just tried to just like sit down and say, you know, we've got to talk?
I don't understand him. And what you're saying is it's a difference in our belief system, possibly. And I'm not sure where he's going with things. You know, he's like, he's warm one minute and he's cold the next. It's like he's...
You know what, you've got to realize, too, you know, a marriage consists of two people. Okay, and I just, it's hard when you're just waiting upon him to decide what's going to happen.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is like I'm not waiting on him, because it's like I don't even really want him that much. And I feel bad the way I say it. But it's not that I don't really want him that much anymore. It's just that he's all I know since like high school.
Right.
And again, I'm not, like I said before, I'm not looking for a relationship or anything, but being that I've been with him for so many years, it's just that, you know, I don't even know, like, if he's, like, what I even want anymore, because he's just, he's weird.
I hear what you're saying, and like I said, you know, you've got to have open communication, number one. The two of you have got to talk and, you know, see if both of you are willing, you know, to try to put the work in that would be needed to see, you know, to possibly, you know, save marriage if that's something that you're both interested in.
okay? Mm-hmm. I do feel like it's sort of, for me, like what I'm feeling there is, you know, there's like the work isn't being put into the relationship. It's hard, like he's not, like you said, he's not giving you any kind of idea, but I mean, you can't live your life like that. So you've got to be the beautiful person that you are, because the angels are saying you are truly amazing, hon. You are amazing. You've got to show him that amazing person that you are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when they're on a different page, but the angels are saying she is like so amazing. When you're yourself and you're not worried about anything, I mean, he's going to look at you and say, you know, he'll be looking at him like thinking, my gosh, like, is this the same woman, you know? So I'm getting like the two of you, it's sort of like nobody's paying attention. Like you're not paying, you know, attention to him. He's not paying attention to you. There's no communication. There's a lot of uncertainty. And, you know, my dog Ginger's coming and she comes in with reading. She's saying, it's time to have a sit-down chat, you know, and just talk and see if you could, you know, find a little common ground to move forward if that's something you're wanting.
Yeah.
It is a difficult relationship. It is, you know. So I'm getting, you know, you've got to, what is it that you yourself are wanting?
I have a lacking, like, communication when it comes to me and him, but it's
right.
Like, you know, he, I don't know, it's difficult to explain. It's almost like it's a metaphor that, not a good metaphor, I would say, all the way. He's difficult to explain, but at the same time, I'm in a position in my life to say, like, you know, he's not my only option.
Right.
And I think he may have the wrong idea about how I feel about him.
Okay.
But it's not like in a way that I don't care. Like, you know, he doesn't, he...
Yeah, see, you guys are, like, you're thinking one thing, he's thinking another. And as Ginger said, there's got to be an open line of communication. And, you know, whether you go forward or you separate, whatever it is, but you've got to start with, you know, communicating. And she's saying you've got to really take fast action. And, you know,
he's in our children's life and everything. He's in our lives and stuff. And it's just that he is, I don't know, he's just different now. And I don't have the patience to, like, really care to figure it out because,
right.
You know, you can lose yourself when you're trying to figure
okay,
out.
Okay, well,
what I'm
getting is, it's almost like one of you has your eyes closed and you're running. That's what Ginger's showing me. And if it's him, like he's like one of you feels trapped in this relationship. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, Ginger's coming and saying, you know, this is the time to just, you know, figure it out. You know, you can't, like, it's like two people running around in fear and with blinders on. And it's just, you know, that leads to, like, disaster. You know, it's... You can't change anything or the outcome with that kind of situation.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna turn you over to the ladies. Like you said, I'm not telling you that it's, you know, not savable, but if the two of you can't talk and get together, you know, this is the time to really, if there's an interest, to put in your best, you know, energy into this relationship, and then at the very least you'll know that you did everything that you could, okay, if that's something that you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I'm getting, you know, just, you know, you've got to go deeper into this situation, you know, and just if there's any part of you that says, you know, I want to just see if we could put it, you know, bring it back together again, then, you know, put your effort into it, and at least you know, hey, I gave it 100%. Because I feel like the two of you are starting to just close down right now.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, maybe if you think about, you know, the person that you met in the beginning, and if there are any feelings there, you know, to just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary. I mean, it's a scary time, and, you know, people change and everything, but I'm not saying throw the marriage away yet. I'm not seeing that, you know.
You're not seeing what?
I said the angels aren't saying like it's a lost cause completely. I'm not getting that. Like I'm not getting thrown. What I'm getting is like I said, just you know, to really like put you know just put it out there. Hey, you know, can we talk? Is there something that we could do? Because I feel like you know if you don't try now, it's going to be too late. You know.
Yeah. Mhm. I agree with that. Mhm.
Okay. Well, I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. God bless you, hon.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Mary. I totally agree with what DC said, and the card just confirms everything she said. The card that popped out for you was trust. And I want to read from the book because, I mean, I know trust is trust, right? But I just want to say this is a time for trust. Sometimes there is no yes or no to a question. There are situations where we are better served by not knowing what is to come so that the miracle can unfold before our very eyes. Like children opening a gift, part of the magic of our lives is found in the joy of surprise. Trust that your angels have something amazing in store for you, even if they can't quite tell you yet what it is. So I'm getting a lot like that you should make a list of the qualities that you want in a person, in your significant other, right? And being alone for a while is, you know, you get to know what you want. You get to know you. You get to know and love yourself as well, you know, and appreciate yourself and love your body. And I was just getting that. And I wrote, you know, make sure to list the qualities that you want in a man. Or in your relationship. And then the other card that fell out for you was the situation will improve. So trust and the situation will improve. But, you know, sometimes spirit has a plan for us that we have no idea what's in store for us. But it's so much better than what we thought we wanted. So much better. So it's, sometimes it's good to wait. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so if you're open, you know, to either way, you know, it could go either way. There's no yes or no to this question that you asked. That's what they're saying, you know, and be open and trust that what is going to happen is for your highest good and it's better than what you expected.
Okay.
And, yeah, and that's what I have, and I'll switch you over to Liz. I hope that helps.
Yes.
Hi, Sheena. So the first card I pulled out for you was signs. Instincts are the message from the inner divine. So, I mean, you kind of said at the beginning, you know, things are different. You feel a different way. I'm like, what is your gut telling you? You know, you've seen signs. You know what's going on. You may, you know, we may sometimes decide to ignore signs, but they are still there, nonetheless. So if you're unsure, you know, find yourself a few minutes of quiet time. It doesn't have to be long. It can be 5 or 10 minutes. And, you know, empty your mind, close your eyes, do some deep breathing, and ask yourself the question, like, is everything okay or is it not? And just listen to your higher power. Listen to your gut. Listen to what, you know, what you feel, what you hear, what you smell, think, anything that comes up. You know, give yourself just a few minutes to connect and see. Because our intuition doesn't lie. It tells us the truth. And the second card I pulled really just reiterates that it's from the Rose Oracle, and it says, the Holy Grail, stop the endless searching, inner quest. So, you know, it sounds like you've been in this relationship a little while, and things do change. You know, like you said, people change. Things happen in our lives that cause us to change, right? And, it, you know, a lot of times we want to look to external sources to for the reason that things don't work. And sometimes we just need to go within and, again, decide what do we really want. But I also did feel, like the lady said, too, a very strong need for communication, a very strong need for direct conversation, you know, like deliberately scheduling the time of uninterrupted, like, hey, we need to do this. You know, I really want to sit and talk. And, you know, make that time, just the two of you, and have a very, you know, uninterrupted, you know, no distraction conversation about the things you want to know, the things that you, you know, and what you want to say, what you want to be heard about. It's very important. A lot of times we think that the other person just knows, especially if we've been in a relationship with them for a while, that they know what we want, they know what we expect, they know, you know, all those things. And sometimes they don't. Sometimes, you know, and sometimes we don't, you know, it goes both ways. You know, and like when things change in your life, right, when circumstances happen or you're experiencing stress somewhere, sometimes you, your train of thought is distracted from, you know, your other parts of your life. So, you know, I think it's time for a very, very deliberate conversation. Just like the ladies, you know, you know and have a sense. So take that time, go within, ask yourself what you really want, you know, and then don't be afraid to put those things on the table, you know, in with your partner about the relationship as well. You know, these are things that I want to happen and what I want in my life or not want in my life. And put them out there. You know, this is the time to clear the air and put it all out there. And that's when you're going to know. You know, that's when both of you are going to know in that direct conversation is, you know, what you want. And then you can come to an agreement and, you know, and get it cleared up, you know, decide what you're going to do. But I think just like DC said, it's, again, up to you guys. You know, it's about what you both decide, whether you decide that you've, you know, grown apart or if you want to, you know, stay and do the tough work and, you know, make it through. But it's definitely needs to be talked about. It needs to be out in the air and cleared up because there's a lot of confusion on both sides, I feel, said as well. You know, you're both kind of going, I don't know. So that's not good. So it's definitely time for a conversation. It's definitely time for you to do a little connecting and decide what you want. Maybe before that, even writing, you know, a journal or a note to yourself saying, okay, what do I want out of this relationship? What am I looking for? What are things that I want to be different or the same or whatever so that you know. And then look it over and say, yeah, okay, I feel good about these things. This is where I want to be. It's really, you know, I think we learned over the last 2 years that really faking it till you make it isn't it. Like we need to live authentically now where we want to be. And we need to live happily, right? No time to wait for happiness. So, you know. So for both of you, right, you need to have the conversation. You need to do these things and decide from there so that you can move on. Because it's kind of leaving you in a stagnant place, too. You're just kind of treading water going in a circle when, you know, both of you should be moving forward, whether it's together or separately, and not be sitting around. So I hope that helps you, Tina.
Yeah, it does. It actually does. It gives me, you know, where I'm at with certain things, with how to feel about certain things. You know.
Yeah.
At least some answers.
Yeah, sometimes it can be confusing, you know?
Yeah.
But connect with yourself. Connect with what you want and be honest. You know, it's it's not too much to ask for what you want, especially if you've been putting yourself on the back burner, because a lot of times we do. So, all right?
All right.
All right. We're going to leave you with that, and you give us a call back and let us know how things go, okay?
Okay. Bye.
All right. Have a great evening. Oh, boy.
Wow. Show is going by so fast, right?
I know.
It really is. My goodness.
We have great callers, too.
Yes.
All right. Well, are we ready to move on to the next one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Area code 860, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Hi, my name is Melina.
Hi, Melina. How are you? Do you have a question for us?
Yes. My question is, how do you see, like, my romantic relationship is going to go? Because lately I've been just focusing on myself. And I'm wondering, is that the right path to do, or am I just focusing myself on my jobs and my career?
Okay, so, Lena, this is DC, so you're not with anyone presently?
No.
Okay, are you loving yourself first? Do you do the mirror work where when you get up in the morning, you go into the bathroom or wherever you have a mirror and you tell yourself, I love you, I love you. You're worthy of the love that you're looking for. And, you know, when you're in a relationship with someone, I'm sure you do something really amazing to make them feel special. Do you do that for yourself as well?
I mean, I'm, like, trying to work on myself now.
Well, that's good. You know, working on yourself is really amazing, okay? And what I'm also getting, you've got to give yourself, you know, the time and the attention you deserve before you connect with someone else. So when you do connect with that special someone, you know, just envision this amazingly delicious cake. It's so delicious. That person may be the topping on that cake, but you're delicious as you are. You're amazing. So, in other words, you know, you're complete just the way you are, hon, okay? And being that there's no one, you know, in a relationship with you at this time, this is a great time to make a list. And you could entitle the list, My New Love Is. And then write a list of everything that, you know, all the qualities you want in that special person. They could be physical, emotional, spiritual, you know, financial, what kind of personality that you, you know, feel is important. And on the other side, I like to see the deal breakers, things that maybe did not work in the past. You don't want to repeat them. You may have seen things in other people's relationships as well. So those go on the other side. I call those the deal breakers. And when you have that, like, all done, that beautiful list, hang it somewhere where you can see it, you know, daily. It could be, you know, on a mirror. It could be on a refrigerator. Wherever it is that you would, you know, be able to see this list. And then every morning and every night, read the list, affirming in your heart that you're bringing new love into your life. Take a couple hangers and move them to a, you know, to another closet, or just, you know, make a space, squish some stuff to the one side. And just daily, love yourself first. That's really important when you said you're working on you. And, you know, affirm, I am love. I am deserving of love. And just, you know, say all the beautiful qualities that, you know, you see in yourself. Okay? I feel like, you know, that... You know, that is, like, such a great plan, working on yourself first. It's totally amazing. Because you're raising your vibration, and then when you do connect with that special someone, you're going to connect with someone that has the same vibration as you have. Does that make sense to you?
So work on yourself. Yeah, work on yourself. Love yourself first. You know, buy yourself a little something. It could be a scented candle. It could be some fresh flowers. It doesn't have to be a lot of money, but it's just saying, you know what, I love you, and you're worthy of, you know, the love and these little things that, you know, that you're buying yourself to show how much, you know, that you appreciate and love yourself. Okay? And I do feel if you continue to work on yourself, you're going to be able to make the right decisions and the choices in regard to your, you know, your happiness in the area of love. And I do feel that you will connect with someone, and I do feel like it will go well if you continue on this beautiful path that you're on presently. Okay? The angels of love are around you, and they're telling me that, you know, but you working on yourself, I feel like you had gotten hurt in the past, and I feel like they're going to help to heal your heart, hon. Okay? And the relationship that you're going to connect with, it's going to be a beautiful healing relationship, and there's a lot of beautiful positive energy shining on you at this time in regard to love. Okay? So I do feel positive, you know, if you continue with this. I really feel like it's going to be, you know, a beautiful relationship that's coming, okay? So please continue to do what you're doing, and I feel like there's a lot of beautiful, you know, times ahead for you, hon. Okay, so that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. God bless you, and please, you know, stay in touch with us. Let us know how everything is going, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
God bless. Hi, this is Mary Molina.
Hi, Mary.
I totally agree with what DC said, and yes, it's great to work on yourself first, right? Because we're mirroring what we're bringing in. So if we're at the highest vibration, then that's what we're going to bring in. If we're like at the lowest and feeling self-conscious or like not loving ourselves, that's exactly the person we're going to bring in. So, you know, that's really, really important. So it's great that you're taking that time to do that inner work. I've done that, and sometimes it takes years, you know, to perfect it, to love yourself. And it's amazing. And you just let go and let God, you know, to bring in that perfect someone. And I pulled two cards for you from the postcards of spirit, and it confirms what DC mentioned in one of them. So it says, dear you, there is only one you, and you have a unique place in the universe. Sometimes situations come up that challenge you to be authentic, and that means you have to fully yourself to have to be fully yourself and let go of what you think others may want. Now is not the time to conform to other people's standards or expectations. Be proud of who you are and be courageous and stand tall in your convictions. Being yourself is a powerful statement and will only lead you to success and ultimately happiness. Don't compare yourself to other people. Want what you have, what your heart wants, and know what your purpose is. Yours alone, no one else can claim your magic nor take it away. When you place authenticity and originality high on your list of priorities and give them a prominent place in your awareness, extraordinary things happen. Your life is a beautiful one. Love you always and forever. And in the back, there's a unicorn, and it says, you are magic. So, Molina, you are magic. And then the next card for you is, dear you are in such a good shape right now that we're all doing a happy dance. In this moment, you have the power to make a choice to get with spirit and co-create a miracle. You may wonder where this is all going, but if you want to manifest your desires for the highest good, you need to stay focused on the now. All power is in the present moment. Ask yourself, what are your dominant thoughts now? What beliefs are you motivated by? Do you have clarity right now? How is your conscious contact with the divine? Are you plugged in, or are you trying to do life all by your small self? Get rid of negative energy now. Resentments be gone. Forgiveness and love enter. Peace. You can do your life beautifully and create your most wonderful future right here, right now, in this moment. Aren't you thrilled to know you have a huge cheering section over here in spirit? Love and hugs always. And in the back, again, you are magical. And it's a beautiful, like, a beautiful woman dressed up in, like, a long locks of hair. Well, actually, it's a mermaid. It's actually a mermaid. I thought that was her hair. It's some part of her hair, but it's also a mermaid. So I don't know if that's significant to you, but mermaids are beautiful and they're spiritual as well. And to add to DC's notes, just take yourself on dates too. You know, if you're missing that someone, I take myself on dates all the time. And, you know, you get to meet people too, you know, at the same time, you know, and it's just amazing to take yourself out on a date and buy the flowers, like DC said. I used to buy, like, flowers all the time for myself, you know, every week and replenish them. And it just makes you feel good too, you know. And sunflowers are amazing. Like, I love sunflowers. DC knows how much I love sunflowers. So, and roses. Melina, I hope that really helped. And, you know, make that list of that perfect person that you want in your life, because he's truly going to be coming. But yes, I definitely agree that you should continue working on yourself. And I'll hand it over to Liz to give you her reading.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Melina. It's Liz.
Hi, Liz.
So the first card I pulled for you is Limitless. See yourself open to receive in the most miraculous ways. The divine can use anything and anyone. So I love that you're working on yourself. I recently heard a quote, and I think Mary and I decided it was probably Wayne Dyer that said, love yourself first and fully, because if you don't, how will you ever know what to expect from someone else? And I just thought that was so powerful, because if we don't love ourselves the way we want to be loved, how do we know what we want from somebody else or what to expect from someone else? So treat yourself the way you want to be treated. Just like Mary said, go out on dates, take yourself out on dates, buy yourself flowers. Do the things that you want to do that make you happy. You know, if it's once a week that you go to a yoga class, do those things. You should feel 100% fulfilled in your life, 100% happy. And when you feel that feeling, that's when that person is going to come. And because you are limitless, and they're going to, you know, and be open to every encounter, every person, every opportunity, you know, explore, experience. That's what we're here for. The second card I pulled for you is actually my card of the day on my page. So I'm going to refer you there for a deeper meaning. But it is from the Rose Oracle, and it's open. Say yes, expand through the extreme, and trust life. So, you know, again, with the limitless, be open, you know, really embrace where you are in life. Love who you are, love where you are, love what you do, love everything about yourself, and be open, again, to all the people that you come in contact with, all the opportunities you have to go and do things, because it's when we're out and about that that's where we meet people, right? So, you know, do the things that are different that you don't normally do. You know, really experience, really immerse yourself in enjoying and loving your life, doing the things that you enjoy doing. Because if you're doing things that you like, and you run into people that are there, they like what you like. And so there's a common ground, something to work from. You know, and the possibilities are endless. So, you know, really sink into who you are and where you are right now. That's the first important part, and really get comfortable and love yourself and love, like I said, everything about where you are right now in life. And that's, you know, loving yourself opens your heart up, and that allows, you know, the love to come to you as well. So I think you have every opportunity to attract the perfect mate for you. And the focusing on yourself is the key to that. It's the primary part, and you're already well into it. So now really embrace it and enjoy it. And embody it, because that's going to attract that mate. And that's what you want. You want someone that's going to love you just the way you are, at the vibration and the frequency that you're at, in love with yourself. That's going to be your perfect person. I hope that helps you. You've got a lot of promise for you, for yourself. And, you know, like Mary said, you know, it's very nice to be by yourself and get to know yourself, you know, that much more and really, you know, treat yourself well, especially if you've had relationships in the past where you haven't been treated well. It's important to, you know, show yourself so that yourself knows what it's like to be treated well. It's important. So do those things for you. They're important. You know, just like DC said, not everything has to be expensive. So if you, you know, you don't have a lot of extra money, what would be a romantic, inexpensive thing, you know, inexpensive dinner that somebody might do? Pack yourself a picnic lunch and go to the park and have a little picnic by yourself. Read a book, whatever, you know, whatever strikes your fancy. But, you know, just treat you well, because that's what's important. Treat you like you're the best thing in the world, because you are the best thing in your world.
I'll definitely do that. Yeah, it's just relationship. So it's, and I feel like I've been pushing people away or being too scared to get close to anyone. But then I feel like their true colors come out. And then I'm like, maybe it's good I didn't do anything more with any guy that I encountered with. But then I'm like, am I playing too safe at times?
Well, and you know what? If it doesn't feel right, then it's not right. And obviously you've known it hasn't been the right time. And that'll happen too, right? We're going to run into people. We're going to cross paths with people that we don't necessarily mix with. But that's okay. And that's why knowing the way that you want to be treated and what you expect for a partner to treat you like, that's why it's so important. Mm-hmm. Because you'll know what level you're at. And when someone doesn't treat you that way, you know right away that, no, this isn't going to work. And you can walk away. So that's why, you know, loving yourself is so important. And that's such a big thing that doesn't happen nowadays. I would say for quite a while it hasn't happened. That's why we see a lot of the situations in America that we do. Because it's so important. A relationship is not what makes us whole. We are whole on our own. A relationship just brings two wholes together. So, you know, it's important that we know who we are and what we deserve so that we are with people that treat us properly and with you know, the way we deserve to be treated.
Exactly.
Love yourself, hug yourself, you know, before you walk out the door, look in that mirror and say, I love you, and go out in the world, you know, and the right person is going to find you. There's not a question in my mind. Just embrace your wholeness and your beauty and what you deserve. It's not too much to ask. All right, Melina?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. You have a great evening, and we'll call us back and let us know how everything goes, okay?
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well,
wow.
We have a few more minutes, ladies, and we do have a few people still on hold. I wrote down ones we didn't get to yet, just in case. But do we want to try for another caller? We have about 6 minutes.
Yeah, right. One lucky caller, whoever you feel that needs.
I know, I'm like
most,
we're all here.
Like,
so
yeah,
like a new thing. All right, here's one I don't recognize. So, that's not Mary. Area code 630. You're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name?
Hi. It's Dion. I've been praying that you would answer my call.
Oh, it's meant to be.
How are you?
I'm good. And the reason why I'm calling is to give you confirmation and validation, not for a reading.
Oh,
is that okay?
Well, then you're the perfect
caller
to wrap up the show.
Okay, so thank you so much for taking my call. A couple of weeks ago, I called, and the reason why I called is because I was experiencing a lot of pain, like on the left side of my body. And I don't know if it was Mary or if it was DC. I went through the archives. I was going to email you, and I'm like, no, I'm going to call. And the reason why I wanted to call is because I wanted your listeners to know what happened to me. So what happened was, is I called because I was experiencing this pain. And then, so I was praying, and your advice was to seek, one of your advice was to seek a second opinion. So I had an appointment with a surgeon, and I was praying, and I was like, okay, if the surgeon is not the reason why, you know, if I don't need to go and see the surgeon, you know, let me know. And then, in like, the night before I was supposed to go for my appointment, they called and they canceled my appointment. So the reason why I wanted to talk to you tonight was to let you know that, like, all the vibes that you sent out, all the prayers that you sent out, they all worked for me. So anybody who's listening to your show needs to know that all of this really works.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for validating.
Yeah.
Yes, that's really beautiful.
It is beautiful. My goodness, yes.
I was going to say, we're super appreciative. I actually do remember you calling. I had it written down here. I think it was DC, and I think Mary might have had to hang up that evening. I remember you were really concerned about having to go for surgery, and you didn't want to. And we said, you know, visualize yourself pain, and you know, ask your angels, right? They're there. That's what they're here for. We just have to ask them to come in and help. So thank you for calling and letting us know that, you know, and sharing with the listeners as well that, you know, you used our advice and it worked for you. We're not giving out new advice that we made up. I mean, this has been here, and we're just passing it on and sharing it.
Yeah.
So we're, you know, happy to give the advice for sure.
Okay, but also, can I add to that? I know, like, your show is going to end, but I just want to add a few more things.
Yeah.
Okay. So since then, Spirit's been speaking to me, not only through the radio, through songs and affirmations, like I'm getting text messages, like all kinds of messages are coming through to also confirm what you ladies have said on the radio. So I have no doubt in my mind that everything that you have done for everybody, and just so you know, I've been listening this entire time. I've been sending healing to every caller that you have had. It's just absolutely amazing what you have done. And I just want to say thank you so much for helping me in my time of need. And, you know, Spirit is definitely working with you ladies. And I'm living proof that message has been received. And I didn't want to email you because I was like, an email is not enough. I need to let you know over radio, this is what happened to me since I spoke to all of you. And I just wanted to pay gratitude to all of you and thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
and that was
beautiful.
And my dog Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, "Girlfriend, dream big. This is just the beginning. You're going through a major awakening."
I believe that.
Yeah, dream big.
Yeah, I want to say thank you for stepping up and shining your light and sending, you know, the healing prayers out to all the callers as well, because I think, you know, people far underestimate the power of prayer and the power of people coming together with the same thoughts. It's so poignant. It's so important. You know, our world right now is hurting in so many different ways. And it's, you know, if we keep sending that love out, it's so necessary and needed. And all we have to do is if we all spend 10 minutes a day sending love to the world, we could make a difference. So
Did you hear that horn? Yeah, like the horn.
Yeah, I got chills.
Being in the parking lot. I'm like, you have no idea the amount of energy that you ladies put forth for every single caller that I've listened to. It's just absolutely amazing. And I have to just say once again, I absolutely bless every one of you for the path and the blessings that you've bestowed upon all of us. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Thank you for...
I picked out a card for her really quickly because I was pulled from postcards from to give you a quick message. It says, "Dearest you, going the extra mile to achieve your dreams and putting in some overtime will reap big rewards. Now is the time for you to act to stir up some energy and put those plans into action. There are many windows of opportunity that open but close quickly when you don't take the risk and go for it. Today, be confident that your hard work will pay off and you'll feel that satisfaction and fulfillment of reaching your desired outcome. It might turn out even better than you expected. Isn't that amazing? Remember, however much work you're willing to put in, we will match it tenfold on our end. Everyone over here is rooting for you to win the game of life. So just do it. And loving you so much." And in the back, the reason why I wanted to read the card even more is unlock your